In 1984, renowned Mexican singer and songwriter Juan Gabriel wrote a ballad that would become the most played song at memorials and funerals in his home country. It's called Amor Eterno, or Love Eternal.
Tú eres la tristeza de mis ojos, que lloran en silencio por tu amor.
During this past week, this song has taken on new poignancy in El Paso. Joining us to talk about Amor Eterno is artist and activist Marta Gonzalez. She is an associate professor of Chicana Studies at Scripps College. She's also the lead singer of the alternative rock band Quetzal. Welcome.
Hi, how you doing, Lulu?
I'm okay. Juan Gabriel is a legend in Mexico. His funeral just a few years ago was attended by millions. Can you tell us a little bit about who he was?
Absolutely. Juan Gabriel is really the most prominent singer, songwriter, composer that the 20th century has ever seen, and Mexico gave him to us, and he's lived at the intersection. You know, he was an effeminate man, born very poor in Pátzcuaro, Michoacán, but his mother moved to Ciudad Juárez later in life, and he was even homeless and orphaned for a while, and then he was the youngest of 10 kids. I mean, there were so many things that he endeared, and I think that we hear that in his music, and the loss of his mother, actually, is what drove him to write Amor Eterno.
How did it become a song used at funerals?
Well, I think that, you know, when a community takes it up, it's because it just resonates with them, you know. As soon as you hear that first line, you know, da, 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 everybody knows what you're talking about. Everybody knows what this song is, and people will start crying before they even hear the lyrics.
Como quisiera que tú vivieras. Que tus ojitos jamás se hubieran cerrado nunca y estar mirándolos.
Let's talk about those lyrics. How I wish that you still lived, that your precious eyes had never closed, so that I could see them, eternal love, unforgettable.
The song really describes the way in which the person living sees himself or herself in the mirror, and the kind of aging process that has happened as a result of the loss, and how it takes a toll on the body and the spirit. He's really describing depression, because there's a moment in the song where he says, I'd rather be asleep than awake, because it just hurts so badly to know that you're not here.
And then the words at the end, tarde o temprano yo voy a estar contigo, sooner or later I will be with you. It's that idea of being reunited with a loved one after death. You know, it's a comforting thought for so many people.
It really is, you know, and I think that that is why he's so adored, is that he always, although he takes you to the very mournful process and the feelings of lost love or actual death, he always leaves you with a sense of hope in the end.
This song has been played and sung many times at vigils and memorials in El Paso since last week's attack. In some cases, spontaneously. Let's listen to one version. What's been your reaction to hearing that song played in what is now the deadliest attack targeting Latinos in modern American history?
Well, to me, it's another example of how communities come together via song, right? And La Canción Ranchera, as a genre, has been something that has always expressed our grief and our joys and our triumphs. To me, it's a way in which the community is not only sonically taking up space as the Mexicanos that we are, and making ourselves present in our grief and singing collectively this song that resonates with so many people. And it's an act of, in my opinion, it's not just an act of grief, but also an act of protest and saying that we're here and we're not going anywhere.
Marta Gonzalez is an associate professor of Chicana Studies at Scripps College. She is also the lead singer of the alternative rock band Quetzal. Thank you very much.
Thank you.